Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe, the perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
I've been gigging a lot recently. Gagging? Terrible
terrible gag reflex.
Embarrassing, actually.
Right.
No, gigging. Doing lots of gigs in the evenings.
Comedy gigs. Yeah.
And guys, last night I did a class. I died. I fucking bombed.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, man.
Now, how can I get refunds for the tickets to your comedy show that you gifted me?
Well, hang on, don't bail on show.
You want a cash refund for gifted promo ticket?
Yeah, it sounds like it's not going to be
a good show. So I've given you a complimentary ticket and you want the cash equivalent. 40,
well, times two. There's James's ticket as
well. Well, that would be 60. That's their $30.
Okay, yeah. we'll take $60 cash.
Well, hang on, the whole show, I've been doing lots of gigs and they've been going well. It's just last night. I don't know, the planets didn't align and... Yeah, I sucked. And I got home as well, and Aaron was like, it was really late. Hence this raspy voice, which I think is quite sexy.
Yeah, it's a bit sexy.
Aaron was sort of asleep, and he woke up. He was like, how was the gig? I was like, my dude, I died. And he just laughed at me. And then as I was like going to bed, he kept to be like, you suck.
I like that. I love that.
Yeah, it's so humbling. But it's such a,
woohoo. Well, that'll make you try better tonight, won't it?
I know. I've got gigs tonight and tomorrow as well.
Okay, mum.
And
that will make you try harder this evening, won't it?
Yes, I will.
Won't happen again, will it, Hayley?
No, it won't. I'll make sure I'll work real hard.
This is what happens when we take shortcuts, isn't it, Hayley?
Yeah.
Well, it is, isn't it? Did you play it?
Nah, I was sort of. It was 20 minutes each, three of us 20 minutes for an hour long show. That's math.
Yeah,
I went to private school. Sorry if you can't keep up. And.
Were you seamlessly overlapping each other? Like you'd finish a joke and then you'd be like, and here she is, it's Rihanna. She'd just take over.
I bailed. I bailed 2.5 minutes early. So
really?
I made up for the
bad.
Buffering. I just was like.
Was it the crowd?
Well, they definitely. You never blame a crowd.
Okay.
But fuck them.
But do you know what I mean? Fucking laugh, motherfuckers.
Yeah, but what did you come for?
Yeah.
Just sit silently like you're watching TV. You could have done that at home.
I'm doing my bit. Wow, was I? I don't know.
See, that would be enough just to retire after that.
I'd be out. Ben Hurley was on my case years ago to do stand-up, and I was like, no.
You'd be great.
And he kept saying, why? And one day I was just like, because if nobody laughed, I would go home and I'd be like, fuck them! Yeah. Fuck this! And I would never want to talk to anybody again.
That's why radio suits you, because you can't hear.
You laugh at anything!
I'll laugh at everything.
You're a fucking laugh track over
here. We're chuckling.
Yeah, I will laugh at everything.
We're laughing out louder.
Yep. We laugh out louder.
Yeah, that's why it surprised me when the live shows that people just didn't sit there in complete silence.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As long as you're laughing, that's fine.
You have to do it. Do you know what? And I haven't bombed that often. Like, yep. I'm good at just being charming, if anything.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're charming.
Funny! But so it's good. It's humbling. It's good. You got to do it.
Right.
And it's true. Like, it was a bit of a scrappy set for me. It was sort of slammed together. And so, you know,
Anybody turn on the audience?
A little bit.
Because is that a rule in comedy? You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to blame them for not laughing at your bad joke.
Right.
But it does happen. A lot of the time, comedians will be like, oh, I don't find that funny, do you? That went over your head.
Because Larry David, the comedian, co-creator of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, famously would walk off the stage if he wasn't liking the crowd.
He doesn't. He'd do a vibe check.
He'd vibe check when he first got out there. He'd know pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe say a joke or two. Maybe you just need to start walking off if they're not your people.
Maybe. I'm humble. I've been humbled by it, and stay tuned to find out whether tonight goes better or not.